Hello and welcome to Clarify Your Life. This is a podcast to help you find clarity and confidence in order to live the life that you want to live. I'm your host, Chris Taberer. Well, hello and welcome to episode 18 of Clarify Your Life. I hope you guys are having a great week. You know, this past weekend we had a family reunion. You know, the weather was really nice outside. It was excellent and warm and a little overcast, but it was nice outside and it's good to spend some time with some folks and seeing everyone and catching up on people's lives and what everybody's doing. So that was fun. I hope whatever you've got going on right now, that your life is going well. And I want to thank you for listening as always. Please subscribe and share the podcast with your friends. So, and you can check out more about coaching or the podcast or me or anything else at ctabcoaching.com. In today's episode, we will discuss the danger of comparing yourself to others, the danger of comparison, the danger of comparing you to the next guy, you to somebody else, and then building confidence to be comfortable with who you are. So comparing one thing to another is one of the most common things we do on a daily basis. And when you think about your day, when you think about your thought process and the decisions you make, comparison is how we make many decisions in our lives. You know, we might compare one cereal to another to determine what we're going to have for breakfast. We might decide whether to design a report in landscape or portrait and design one in each to compare how they look and how, for presentation purposes. And we also might use these comparisons when we encounter new situations. How much is this situation that I'm encountering like this one or that one from my past? And then should I respond the same way? So you might compare how you responded in the past to maybe how you're thinking about responding in the future, and you compare and look at the outcome. And so we use this comparison thinking, this kind of thinking, to make many, many decisions in our lives. However, the one type of comparison that is not helpful is to compare ourselves to others. You know, we see all these highlight reels, we see all these pictures and everybody living the perfect life on social media, and we start to feel like we need to measure up. So we start to wonder why we're less successful or less accomplished or not as wealthy as our colleagues or our friends on social media. Well, all that comparison is unproductive and can really damage your self-esteem. And so why do we compare ourselves to others in the first place? You know, there are a few reasons. One is social conditioning. You know, from a young age, we're taught to compete with others and strive to be the best. Another reason is our innate desire for validation and acceptance. We want to feel, and another reason, we want to feel like we belong and that others value us. You know, competition and striving for excellence are good things. Problems arise when we try to compete in something we weren't designed to do. For instance, I don't believe I was built to be a runner. I could be an adequate runner, maybe, with the proper training and conditioning. However, if I tried to compare myself to my friends who run marathons or even the professional or higher level Olympic runners, I would feel woefully inadequate. And I might just give up. You know, I may not even try to run, even though it might be good for my health or it might make me feel better. But I would just give up because, well, if I can't be as good as them, then why even try? And so that, because there's always going to be someone who has more than us. They might have more money. They might be better looking. They might be more successful, more accomplished in whatever field. However, the problem with comparing ourselves to others is that it's a never-ending cycle because, like I said, there was always going to be somebody that has more. But when we focus on what we don't have, we completely overlook what we do have and lose sight of our unique strength and talents. You know, we talked about gratitude last week some. And this is an opportunity, this is one of those things we show gratitude for. So being thankful for the strengths we have, being thankful for the talents we have, maybe even being thankful for some of the weaknesses we have. Because our strength is about our unique gifting, our unique combination of things. And that's our strengths and talents. So taking the time to understand yourself and how your brain works will help you learn your unique strengths and talents so that you can focus your energies on the things that you are designed to do. Now, this will allow you to become more comfortable with yourself and build confidence and being that person, being the person that you're supposed to be, the being the person you were built to be in all areas of your life. So how do we break free from this cycle of comparison? Well, the first step is to recognize that everybody has a unique journey. We all have different paths and experiences, and there's no one right way to live our lives. So instead of comparing ourselves to others, we can focus on personal growth and development. Now, personal development, personal growth, looks different for each person. Some people may need to improve on a skill. So maybe you're wanting to, like we've talked about before, learn a new skill. So maybe you need to go to a school or you need to take an online class. Maybe you want to be a better cook or a woodworker or a painter or whatever it is. Maybe that's what you need to work on. So that you just might need to do some personal skill development. Others may need to improve on their physical well-being. So improving their diet, improving their exercise routine. And still others may need to work on their spiritual and or emotional health. So again, doing this coaching work, working on yourself, learning more about how your brain works and how your mind ticks, or even on your spiritual health, getting right with whatever your religious beliefs are, or whatever your meditation or prayer life or spiritual disciplines might include for whatever it is you believe. You know, getting right in those areas will all help you focus on who you are uniquely. And then knowing your goals and where you want your life to go will help you determine your unique path so that you can fulfill your dreams. So another step is to practice self-compassion. You know, we need to be kind to ourselves and acknowledge that we're doing our best with what we have. You know, we should celebrate our accomplishments and focus on our progress and our achievements, because that can build confidence and self-esteem. Of course, building confidence is way easier said than done. Learning to love and accept ourselves the way we are takes time and effort and practice and all of those things. But the good news is that it's possible. And one way to start is by challenging your negative self-talk. You know, whenever we think negative thoughts about ourselves, we should reframe those more positively. And we've talked about thought downloads and journaling and helping to organize your thoughts and figure out what thoughts serve you and what thoughts don't. But sometimes we often stumble or fail, and we beat ourselves up over how we coulda or shoulda done better. And sometimes we see someone else that did succeed where we might have failed, and we beat ourselves up even more because of our comparison thinking. Well, these thoughts do not serve you well. Converting those negative thoughts, though, to positive and constructive ones will again help refocus you on your goals. So another helpful strategy is to focus on our strengths and what makes us unique. We can feel more confident in ourselves, and our abilities, by embracing what sets us apart. We can also seek out activities and hobbies that bring us joy and fulfillment, rather than trying to fit into someone else's mold, someone else's box. We've discussed past programming on the podcast before, and it's that programming that builds a box around us that we think we have to fit into. For whatever reason, we've told ourselves we have to fit inside that box. But the only box you must fit into is the one you design for yourself. You have unique experiences, life experiences, work experience, emotional experiences. You have unique personality traits. Everything from how you react in a situation, your sense of humor, your sense of compassion. Those are all your personality traits, and they're unique to you. And of course, you have a unique DNA. So your experiences, your personality traits, your DNA, and all the other things that make you and only you who you are. And so the more you understand yourself, the more you can build the life you want. And the last point I want to make is it's essential to surround ourselves with positive influences. Building a supportive network can create a more positive and empowering environment for ourselves. We should seek out friends and mentors who support and encourage us and help us see our strengths and our potential and even our weaknesses. So this is an area of your life where you can be highly selective in who you choose to let into your sphere of influence. Because these people in your life, these are going to be the people you confide in, that you seek advice from, and these are the people that are going to be in your life that are going to help you watch out for your blind spots. And so if you only surround yourself with negative people, you will have much more of a negative attitude. However, if you surround yourself with positive attitude, your attitude will reflect more positivity. Now, this doesn't mean surrounding yourself with quote-unquote yes men. You want to have friends and mentors and your family and those people that you trust and you know have your best interests at heart. You want those people to be honest with you, even if the honesty might be challenging or tough to hear. And so to sum it up, comparing ourselves to others is not only unproductive, it can also damage your self-esteem. And so instead, we can focus on personal growth and development, practicing self-compassion, and building confidence by embracing our strengths and our unique qualities. And so by doing these things, we can live more fulfilling lives and achieve your dreams, achieve your goals, and fulfill the things that you want fulfilled in your life. So I hope this helped this week. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. You know, I'd love to meet you and see how I can help. If you want to discuss how coaching can help you, please visit my website, ctabcoaching.com. That's ctabcoaching.com. There's a Get Started button in the upper right-hand corner to schedule a free consultation. And I'd just love to hear from you and talk to you and see how I might be able to help. So again, thank you for listening and have a good one. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, share the podcast with your friends, and leave me a review in your favorite podcast app. You can also visit me on social media. I've got an Instagram and a Facebook page. My website is ctabcoaching.com. You can email me if you want to reach out about coaching services or anything you have questions about, or to continue this conversation. My email address is chris@ctabcoaching.com. I drop new episodes every Tuesday. So I hope you will subscribe and join me as we work to be better tomorrow than we were today. Have a great week, everybody. Take care.